News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Social Democrats are proposing a state-backed savings account, coined the Homes for Ireland savings account. The proposal would offer higher interest rates and tax-free returns to help fund affordable housing by tapping into record household deposits. Could it be the key to unlocking funding for new housing? Fiona Cormacan, Managing Director of Fionn Corr Consulting Limited, and Brendan Burgess, founder of the consumer forum AskAboutMoney.com, both join us. Fiona, why do you think this is a good idea?
Morning, Ciara. How are you? First of all, I totally agree with you on your perfect day. Your breakdown is spot on as far as I'm concerned. Why do I think it's a good idea? Because there is a billion sitting in bank accounts earning very little money. One of the biggest problems we have at the moment is SME credit for small to medium sized builders building around the country. They really, really struggle to get funding, and funding rates are very high, which obviously drives up the property. We also need significant infrastructure work done. We're calling for foreign investment and outside investment into the country, which I think is needed. But why not allow our own people and encourage our own people to invest in their own future? I think this is something the Irish people could really get behind, that they can actually use their savings to improve the housing and infrastructure situation.
So particularly people maybe who are risk averse, don't want to invest in stock markets, want to put their money on deposit. This could be the bank of us kind of idea. So that sounds perfectly reasonable. Brendan, why is it not?
Well, actually, it's not that it's not. It's there already. This is based on the French called Livre A savings scheme. We have it in Ireland. It's called state savings. We have 25 billion in state savings, and we've another 5 billion in prize bonds. So what the Soc Dems are proposing already exists. There's absolutely no need to bring in another system. I don't agree with this, by the way, but if somebody says, oh, we need to attract more money into it, well, then you up the interest rate on that. You don't go and set up some new system if an existing system already exists. So the Soc Dems proposal to...
But Brendan, I suppose the idea would be that this would be...
It falls to the first fence. It's there already. You know, they're proposing something which already exists.
But is that money ring-fenced for housing development, which I think...
No,
is...
and nor should it be. Nor should it be. The state should not be ring-fencing funding for one source or another, with some rare exceptions, like, for example, carbon taxes and things like that. But generally, you know, the state should... The state has huge borrowings already. I'm not sure we should be borrowing more, but the state has huge borrowings already, and we use that borrowings for various different purposes, for supporting our social welfare, for public servants and all that. So there's absolutely
let me bring Fiona back in. What's the point in creating a new system, Fiona, when we already have state savings, when we already have prize bonds, and indeed ring fencing it for housing might just be limiting and restrictive?
I agree with Brendan that the system is already there, which is another good thing, that the system's already in place. I think, first of all, I do think there's a need to ring fence it. I think people want to know where their savings is going. And, if the state is going to, borrow, and let's face it, they are borrowing for the housing they're delivering at the moment, why not borrow from the citizens themselves? And I do think you need to ring fence the savings. And I think people need to know where their savings are being used for. And I think it's something people feel very helpless at the moment about the housing situation. They're angry about it. They feel very helpless. They can't understand why it takes so long to deliver a home. They can't understand why there's an issue around funding for homes when we seem to be awash with cash. This is something that people could really, really get behind
and understand.
So are
you saying that you think, even though the state savings systems and prize bonds exist, if you think if we had some kind of a system that was marketed at people as, you'll get a higher rate of interest on this, there will be... tax breaks for any money you earn on it, and this money will go towards housing. Do you think that would incentivize more people to save into that system?
I do think it would incentivize more people.
So it's kind of a marketing way of doing it.
Yes, exactly. But I also think you could redirect that money. You could direct that money, leave the apartments in Dublin and Cork for the international investors to invest in. You could actually invest in community housing with this money. You could get people to come together in their local area, look at the need in the local area, set up housing co-ops in the local area so you actually have a buyer at the end. And that money could be invested to help them build their...
Brendan, what do you say to all of that, that, that sort of the spin being put on this, that it would be to...
Let's see with the second part of this. We have a terrible habit in this country of believing, oh, we have a problem, let's throw more money at it. Okay, and what Clwyd and all these other housing and all the politicians who call for more and more social housing, what they're doing is they're throwing money at a problem and they're making it impossible for first-time buyers. Like, say, take a couple on average wages who postpone having children, who delay getting married so they can save up to buy a house and own a house themselves. They find that the houses are being bought under their noses. Last week, we had a situation that a private builder built 40 houses for sale to private buyers. And what happened? Galway County Council went in and bought all 40 of them. So what's happening when we're throwing money at these problems? I mean, it sounds
great. But they will still go to families, I have no doubt, on the social housing list, Brendan. Why is that a problem?
But because some of them are costing €500,000. And if you look at the RTE site there in Montrose, it's the same thing. Dublin City Council will be paying €500,000 for houses to provide social housing, where people who want to try and provide for themselves have to go to down to Gorey or up to Drogheda or out to Mullingar and commute into work every day. Throwing money is not the solution to these problems. It makes Clwyd look great. It makes the county councils look great. The minister stands up and says, we provided these new 30,000 new social houses last year. But what it's not saying is we have pushed up the price and we have removed the, supply.
Fiona, what do you say to all of that?
I used to work with Clwyd. I don't work with Clwyd anymore. And secondly, I was actually talking about first-time buyers, this money being directed towards community cooperatives for first-time buyers, that they can actually target people who genuinely are looking to live in certain areas, you know, back close to home or wherever else, in rural towns, villages and larger towns. They can come together. You have the demand there already, so you're sure about the demand. Because if you remember in the last Celtic Tiger, when there was tax breaks given and whatever, we built all over the place with no real clear idea of was the demand really there. This time you use community housing, cooperative housing, bring people together. They build the house. You have the demand, even if they're coming back from abroad, if they're, you know, coming back from or Australia. So they commit to the housing. The housing, this is where the funding comes in, because it's very difficult to get that housing funded to build.
We will have to leave it there from both of you, both making very interesting points. But thank you both for joining us. Fiona Cormack and their Managing Director of Fionnacore Consulting Limited, and Brendan Burgess, founder of the Consumer Forum, askaboutmoney.com. Let us know what you think. Do you favour this idea? Do you not? We'd love to hear from you this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
On the show.